Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at my email coming into the show here. And one of them said, the business of the film and Raging Muslims reminds me of Osama bin Laden, or the guy they claimed was Osama bin Laden, being buried at sea so as not to cause outrage among the Muslims, as if bombing the Dickens out of them for the past two decades might not have already infuriated them. And that's certainly true about that. On the subject of respect for other people and their religion, I must remind you that when a Muslim mentions Jesus in any way, it is always followed by peace be upon him and his mother. And for those of you who've actually studied Islam or read the Quran, they are very respectful of Jesus, and they value him as a prophet. That's really the whole difference between Christianity and these other religions, is we think he's the Son of God, and you don't. Therefore, we have a right to come in and cut your throat. By the way, I want to talk about this idea of holy wars, the war for God. If you really believe in this imaginary playmate in the sky who is able to make the entire universe explode volcanoes, cause earthquakes, and the rest of it, he doesn't need you to go out and kill anybody for him. Everybody out there saying that you got to go carry out this war for God is basically portraying God as too weak to do it for himself. A little bit of a dichotomy you might want to think about. These wars are never fought for God. God is just the excuse. The wars are fought for money, for territory, for tax base, for control over trade routes. That's all wars are ever fought for, was empire, conquest, and domination. The God is just the excuse. During the American Civil War, both the Confederacy and the Union claimed God was on their side, prayed to God to give us victory, told their soldiers, go on out and fight this war, and if you die, you will go to heaven. It's just part of the con game to get you to go along with pillaging other countries. You're marching into somebody else's country to take what does not belong to you. And if you really think about it, the very act of war is breaking a whole bunch of those commandments everybody likes to wave around and scream have to be on the public buildings. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. Well, when you're walking into somebody else's country to steal their oil, there's a little bit of coveting. Shall not bear false witness. What about that whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction? Thou shalt not kill. Well, that's a biggie right there. And thou shalt not steal. You go into somebody else's country and you take it for your own, that's stealing. So everybody who fights these wars thinking they're on God's side, well, they're racking up a heck of a long list of those broken commandments to do it. Meanwhile, apparently Germany, under pressure from Israel and the United States, has agreed to basically cancel their submarine deal with Egypt. Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, personally promised Benjamin Netanyahu that she will cancel that contract and will not approve the sale of any submarines to Egypt. So Merkel is basically Netanyahu's hoe. Of course, we already knew that she was like that when she threw her own people under the economic bus to please those private central bankers in the European Central Bank. So there we are. Whatever Israel wants, Israel gets, so forth and so on. 29 dead in 8 days as the U.S. puts the Yemen drone war into overdrive. And by the way, the protests in Yemen are turning deadly and violent. And if you think it's all about that movie, you're kidding. They're angry over the drone strikes. They're angry over these drones coming in and blowing up innocent civilians left and right for this so-called war on terror. And that's where the backlash is coming from. And the corporate media is going to try and tell you it's all about this silly little movie. No, it isn't. It's about drones flying overhead, killing people. That's what the anger is all about. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. And the situation continues to escalate. Now, apparently, there's a move in Washington, D.C. to cut off all financial support for those puppet regime or the puppet regime in Libya and Mursi's government. And of course, in the latter case, they want Mursi's government to fall. But I don't think the Egyptian people are upset with Mursi. They're upset with the United States of America. The attacks are not against Egyptian government buildings. They're attacks against the U.S. Embassy. They want America gone. And the corporate media, apparently there are protests now in more than 10 countries. They've lost count. This thing is spreading so fast. And the corporate media is still trying to say that this is all about this stupid little anti-Muslim movie. They're still trying to sell you this lemon that all these conquered countries don't have any reason to be upset with the United States of America. They're just being silly. How can they not love the conquering empire? And it's pathetic. Now, you remember about 2 weeks ago, I commented how one of these film industry blogs that I look into from time to time that post job for visual effects and everything. They send me notifications, new job posted. I should have canceled long ago because I'm out of that business. But they sent one, basically, they were hiring professional bloggers. And apparently this ad was being posted everywhere, that they thought they were going to find people who were desperate for work. And they were hiring paid bloggers by the thousands. And all of them are on overtime right now. They're every one of these corporate websites that you go to that are talking about these protests, if they're allowing comments at all, and a lot of them are not, it's loaded up while those people saying, "How gosh darn those Muslims, we've got to give them what for." And so I have an assignment for everybody listening to this show. This is a call to Rivero's Rangers. That when you go out on those blogs, on the corporate media, where you're seeing this attempt to basically say that all of the anti-American fury is all about this video and has nothing whatsoever to do with all the drone strikes and the poison gas and the white phosphorus and conquest and imposition of private central banking and stealing of their oil and all the rest of that stuff. Everybody just goes along with that. Anywhere that you see them trying to sell the idea that all of this anti-American fury is all wrapped up in this little movie, I need you to get in there and blog your own message. Saying that, yeah, sure, we believe it's all about this stupid little movie, you know, and it's got nothing to do with decades of bombing and decades of drone strikes and conquest of their country and imposition of a Vichy government. It's got nothing to do with that. How could anybody not love the American imperialist presence in their country? And I need you to do that for me, because we have to shout down all these paid bloggers who should be ashamed of themselves for accepting money to post this obvious propaganda, but I guess it's either that or work at McDonald's. Maybe even McDonald's wouldn't hire these losers. But I need you to do that for me. We have to destroy this illusion that this anti-American rage across the world is all tied up in this stupid little video, because it isn't. It's based on decades and decades of American intervention in other countries for the benefit of American corporations and Israel. And these people resent it. If you wanted to end terrorism in the world, you could do it overnight. Just stop messing around with other people's countries. Got a caller on the line. Dan in Idaho. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I'm a little disillusioned on my government. I've already come to terms with that. But now I've already discovered that this religious propaganda that they're trying to make these wars happen and control everybody with is all full of, the sun god. I discovered that 3,005 years before Jesus was born, there was another guy just like Jesus named Horus. Came from the Virgin Mother, prophet at 12, Messiah at 30, rose from the dead, you know, all that stuff. It's exactly the same thing. And
it's that standard PR package that any would-be deity has to go through.
Yeah, any 501c3 church would like to preach too, because the government will come down on them for not saying the truth. You know, here we got all these Christian people in this country who are all spoon-fed the hatred of a Muslim religion when those people are just trying to survive like we are. You know, like the Armenians. They have every right in the world to create power, prosperity, and peace for their people. Why do we need to step in and tell them how to live?
Well, because those heathen unbelievers don't believe in compound interest. You know, they forbid usury, and so you have to give them what for. And, you know, what's interesting, most Christians have forgotten that in ancient times, the Christian church also forbade usury, because they had learned by watching the collapse of Rome that this kind of banking system eventually destabilizes a nation and brings it down. So even the early Christians shared that with the Muslims, that usury was something to be avoided. And the Islamic banking model is, it's a loan plus a flat fee. It doesn't build over time. The bankers don't have a motive to get you to delay the payment so that they can make more money. They don't have a reason to build it up. And this is the real core of the issue between Israel and the Islamic nation, is because Israel lives on private central banking, and they want the entire world to be enslaved to private central banking, because they understand over the long haul, you know, if half the planet is enslaved to a private central bank and the rest of the world is not, that part of the world that is not enslaved to private central banking is going to prosper and become more and more powerful until eventually the private central bankers are given the old heave-ho. And history has shown, we saw it even here in the United States of America, a slaved economy cannot compete with a free economy. And we all became slaves back in 1913. And the only way the slave economy can perpetuate is to conquer the entire world and make them all equally slaves so that people forget there's a different way to live their lives. We saw that again in 1913. The public schools stopped teaching about the Currency Act of King George III. because they didn't want school kids growing up understanding that there had once been a very different economy in the United States of America. And I remember when I was a kid in elementary school in that farming town in New Hampshire, seeing the little film strips going on about how Federal Reserve was the only way banking could be operated. And now, of course, we know different. It is a perversion. It is unconstitutional. It is a means to trap a population in unpayable debt with, and to use that debt to rule them. It's rule by compound interest, and it is no more legitimate a system of government than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your person. All of it functions on imposing the belief on the population that this is the way it's supposed to be, and this is why you have to do what the guy in the expensive suit and the cigar tells you to do.
Exactly. I agree completely. It's all religious motivated for the prosperity of eminent domain.
That's a good way to put it. That's a nice, succinct way to put it, of putting it there.
It's the nicest way to put it.
Okay, anything else?
I was just trying to get your thoughts on the whole sun god philosophy as compared to the real god of the universe. I don't know.
I don't think that there is a real god of the universe at all. I think the universe is governed by accident, chance, and incredible stupidity. But we know there are all kinds of, much of Christianity was lifted from earlier religions. For example, St. Paul, before he was a Christian, he was a Mithraist, and he copied a lot of Mithraic rituals, into
right.
Christianity. That making the sign of the cross on yourself is Mithraic in origin. The use of the sun day to worship the sun god, that's why churches are on the first day of the week instead of the seventh day of the week, because they moved it over the sun day to basically placate the traditionalist Mithraic belief. Got to drink more coffee and wake up here a little bit.
Well, just like the Orthodox Catholics, all their religious practices all came from the god of Mithra.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Michael, I got to go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Going to switch over to Ben in Alabama. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not a whole lot, Mike. Did you see the pictures of the protesters in Cairo wearing the Guy Fawkes mask?
I thought that was so cool. I still haven't figured out if that was staged or not, but if they're wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, that tells you that this is also not about that silly little movie, because the Guy Fawkes mask has come to symbolize, especially since V for Vendetta, the Guy Fawkes mask represents rebellion against tyranny. And, you know, like I said, we're seeing these protesters in Cairo saying, America, get out, America, get out, America, get out. It's not about that silly little movie. The corporate media has been given their orders, say that it's all about the movie, so that people are just saying that those Muslims are being silly. They don't have a legitimate reason to be angry with the United States of America. And that is a big, big lie, and they're trying as hard as they can to sell it to you right now.
Exactly. Do you think that maybe them wearing the Guy Fawkes mask is a sign for them to say to the West that, hey, we are with you, since the West used that mask in all their protests against their government, saying, hey, we're with you.
Could very well be. It's become a global symbol of the fight against tyranny. And so, yeah, it may be a way of showing solidarity, not with the West per se, but with the people of the West. Because
exactly.
We, the people of the United States of America, are not in accord with the agenda of the United States government, which is out there to serve Israel at all costs. And, you know, even as our schools are closing and our teachers are being laid off, they're still shoveling your tax money over there onto Israel. In fact, the American taxpayer spends more for Israel's defense than the Israeli taxpayers do. That's how completely out of control this has gotten.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for your opinion.
All right. We're going to let you go here. Thanks an awful lot. Coming up on another break here, when we get back, more news about the international economy and the rush to war and what appears to be the run-up to a new major false flag attack of some kind. We'll be right back.
stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is starting to sort of get around this idea this is all about a silly little movie. And they're starting to, we're starting to see these stories about, you know, is Libya rejecting American style democracy? Well, they can't do that. We have to go in and redemocratize them. We'll bomb them until they have a right to vote. Well, frankly, considering what we saw at the Republican National Convention regarding the delegates and the rule changes, and especially considering what we saw at the Democratic National Convention, where Israel's change to the platform was declared by executive fiat despite the overwhelming opposition of the elected delegates present, I think we ought to make sure that democracy is actually working here in America before we start to force it on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. With the massive vote fraud we have going on in this country, with the massive corruption we've got going on in this country, American-style democracy does not work. It is not democratic. It is fascist. Now, moving on here a little bit, I want to recap a little bit of history we mentioned earlier in the week. At the close of World War II, the Bretton Woods Agreement declared the dollar, the Federal Reserve note, to be the de facto trade currency for the entire world. Now, at that time, the Federal Reserve made a promise they would not overprint those dollars to cheapen them. Obviously a promise they have not kept. Now, in Bretton Woods, the value of the dollar was set to be convertible to gold. There was a value of gold that represented $1. Well, as the Federal Reserve began to go on its printing binge back during the Nixon administration, those foreign governments who had their gold bullion stored at the New York Federal Reserve to basically be traded for those Federal Reserve notes they were using for international trade started to get very nervous. France wanted their bullion back, and Richard Nixon slammed the door on them. Then he went on TV and said that the convertibility of the Federal Reserve note for gold had ended. But they needed to tie the dollar to something else to keep its value up. And so the United States government went to all of the OPEC nations and they made a little deal. They said, if you will promise to only sell your oil for dollars, we will provide military support and protection to you against foreign invaders or against your own unhappy populations. And thus it was so. The international worth of the dollar was tied to petroleum. And that kept demand for dollars up, which kept up the value of the dollar as a trade currency. And ever since then, every nation that has ever suggested they're going to sell their oil for something other than the dollar has come under attack. Saddam Hussein announced he was going to accept multiple currencies for Iraq's oil. Boom, invade Iraq, hang Saddam Hussein, and all of the Iraqi oil companies are now back to dealing in dollars only. Iran started talking about an oil bourse with international currencies accepted. Now look how hard they're trying to invade Iran. And now the ante just got upped because China is now selling their oil for the yuan. And what this basically means is international demand for the dollar is going to start fading away because people can now buy their oil for other currencies than the dollar. And especially as quantitative easing 3 cranks up, the value of those dollars viewed from the rest of the world is shrinking rapidly. And this is the beginning of the end of the dollar as the dominant trade currency. We already know that China has established a gold-backed international trade currency. They're going back to the original model of Bretton Woods. We know that other oil-producing nations are starting to accept multiple currencies. There's no stopping this now. Our Federal Reserve system destroyed the value of its own currency, and when other countries say we don't want to deal with your currency, they declare war. That's what your young men and women are dying for, to preserve the preeminence of the dollar around the world. Going to war against China to force them to sell their oil for dollars is going to be a little bit problematic, to say the least. Okay, Jeff in Indiana. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Let me take this off of, hey, there are two articles out today. One says that the Fed's going to start buying up $40 billion a month in mortgages, right, in foreclosures. Is that correct?
What they're buying up are the toxic assets from the financial institutions that were stuck with the bad mortgages. And again, this is all back to that mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008. When you hear the phrase toxic asset, that's political code speak for having to basically take these bad mortgages off the hands of the Wall Street financial institutions and dump them onto the American people. Because those mortgages will never generate a return. We are going to be taxed to repay these loans to the Federal Reserve for money taken from us for which we'll get nothing back in terms of any services. Which, by the way, now, that's slavery.
Now, does that tie into the article that came out yesterday saying that the FDIC had sued all the great big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, several others? Did you see that article?
Yes, I did, but we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Stick with me after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to Jeff in Indiana, apparently the protesters in Cairo wearing the Guy Fawkes masks, it's turning out apparently the corporate media was just using a photo from the original Tahrir Square protests against Mubarak. So apparently it's not a current photo. This is just the corporate media playing the games that they like to play to go on selling this idea. And obviously the agenda here is to sell us all on the idea that the entire Islamic world hates America because they can't take a joke over this little video. And as I said, it feels to me like this is the run-up, the opening act, the warm-up to a really big false flag attack that is going to be staged to get us all hot and bothered to throw our babies onto the Iranians' bayonets. It just feels like it. It feels like a replay of 9/11. Demonize the Muslims, make them look like they're completely out of control, wild animals, you know, because they're rioting over this video. They're not rioting over the video. They're rioting over drone strikes and bombings and economic impoverishment and conquest. That's what they're rioting over. And I don't blame them. Not one lousy bit. But the propaganda, they're really trying to sell this idea that all Muslims hate America and they're coming to get you, and there's got to be a payoff somewhere down there. I can smell an orchestrated public relations campaign a mile off. I used to work in advertising. I won a bunch of awards in advertising. I can smell this thing. It's a PR run-up. There's a big bang that's about to happen somewhere to sell you all on the idea that, hey, World War III is going to be a lot of fun out there. Now, getting back to Jeff in Indiana, the lawsuit you're talking about does go back to that mortgage-backed security fraud where the FDIC was being required to make good on these insured mortgages that were inside these bundles. And the mortgages, of course, were being sold subprime. They were being sold to people who really didn't qualify for a mortgage. But the whole idea is with that mortgage-backed security scam, the securitization chain was broken in that the people selling the mortgages didn't care if the people they were selling them to could pay them or not. Because as soon as the mortgage was signed, it was sold off to a bundler and went off into Wall Street to play games with. So the FDIC took major, major losses from this situation. Now they're suing the banks. And, yeah, this is a major motivation for this new open-ended quantitative easing that they've announced is starting tomorrow, which is where the Federal Reserve is going to buy these toxic assets off of these banks and holding companies. So that gets the FDIC off the hook for having to make good on them. And where are these toxic assets going to go? Nowhere. They're worthless. They're completely worthless. And the Federal Reserve is loaning out money to buy these assets back. There's no way the money can come back other than it is taken out of the American people. So it's just another way of this fascist economic system where those who make money are allowed to keep it and those who lose money are allowed to drop the losses onto the American people by hook, by crook, by taxes, by fees, by direct confiscation of real estate. However, it's just greed run completely run amok. And I think it basically tells us that this whole idea that greed is good because if everybody's greedy for themselves, society will advance, it's nonsense.
This is a hidden bailout.
That's exactly what it's not even hidden. It's not even hidden. They're just basically saying, yeah, we're going to print up some money, charge it to the American people, and buy these toxic assets off of the banking industry to keep them, to maintain the illusion they're solvent. The reality is they went insolvent a long time ago.
And to call them toxic assets is a misnomer because what they are liabilities.
Yes.
They're liabilities. And it's all a word game. And this is a huge bailout. And they're not even telling you how much because they said that they would do it indefinitely and didn't even give a time frame of when they would quit.
It's the beginning of hyperinflation. It's the beginning of hyperinflation here. And there is a little difference between liabilities and toxic assets. Liabilities can include liabilities that were arrived at justly and fairly, debts that you voluntarily incurred that you have to pay off. Those are just liabilities. The reason they use the phrase toxic assets is what they mean is they're talking about these mortgage bundles that will never return their investment. That's why they're considered toxic. There's no way to make money off of these fraudulent properties. And, you know, after this whole thing exploded, all those foreign banks came back to the United States and said, look, we've established these were criminal fraud. You will either make good on these and give us back our money, buy back the bad paper, or we'll make this a big public stink internationally in the American banking system and Wall Street will be destroyed. So they have been basically buying back all this bad paper and dumping it on the American people to save the legitimacy and the respectability and trustworthiness of the American financial system. But nobody trusts it any longer. They're trying to maintain an illusion, and they're the only ones who believe in that illusion any longer.
And so you said what we can look for as a result is massive inflation.
Yes, absolutely, because they're just printing up new money and dumping it into circulation. It's all going to the bankers, who are going to write themselves huge bonuses. I mean, the stock market is up. They've been given more chips to play at the big wheel with. But for ordinary American people, we'll never see any of that cash flow into our economy. All they're going to do is stand there and hold this instantly created money and say, we'll loan it to you at interest, and the American people are tired of loaning. And that's another reason for they're trying to crank up the war here, because nothing will stimulate more borrowing from the bankers than a good war. In fact, there's a very wonderful video on that very subject on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And the way this little scam works, this little Ponzi scheme that they've had since 1913, when the people stop borrowing because they're in debt too deep, that's when the Keynesians come out and say the government has to start borrowing on behalf of the American people without their permission in order to keep the pyramid going. And when the government runs out of borrowing ability or borrowing authority, that's when a war is triggered, because then everybody is forced to plunge deeper and deeper into debt to the bankers to pay for the war and to pay for the cleanup after it's all over.
Yes, so what the Fed did was it just made room for all these banks to remove all this money off their books, so now they can go back and borrow more, because that toxicity goes.
That's exactly right. This basically allows these Wall Street firms to get these toxic assets off their books to improve their balance sheets, and it's all just make-believe. It's make-believe money, make-believe bookkeeping, and yes, this will allow Wall Street to go back and start borrowing more money for whatever it is they want to do, which is basically to give themselves money.
Yeah, and we know that it doesn't trickle down.
No, it definitely does not trickle down. And I'm tired of being trickled down on with all this nonsense here.
And what we can look for then is a further decline in the dollar as a result of this, too. Is that not true?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's going to hit just in time for the Christmas shopping season. And we're just going to see it's going to get really, really ugly at this point. You ought to, if you have any surplus cash right now, because that cash is not going to be worth as much tomorrow, put as much of it into gold and silver as you can. Take physical possession of the metal. Don't buy those paper certificates, because we're going to start seeing the value of the dollar really plunge. I think gold hit a new peak today, and the ability to keep gold and silver prices down much longer, they're not going to be able to hold it down. And you got to look for someplace else to put your wealth. Even if it means that new stereo that you wanted all this time, you might as well buy it right now, because 2 months from now it'll be twice as expensive. And or the money will be worth half as much. So maybe now's the time to go out and indulge some luxuries.
Gold just took a huge spike. It's at 1765.10 on spot right this minute.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the warning sign.
That was the result of that's a result of what the Fed just announced. Incredible.
Yes.
Up 3370. Incredible. Okay, Mike, I won't take any more of your time. I really appreciate the explanation, buddy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, the Fed's announcement lit up the stock market, because they got more chips to play in the little game with. But for the rest of the world, we understand what's going on. The value of each individual dollar has just taken another major hit, and people are looking for some way to preserve what wealth they still have left. You know, if you have big stacks of paper notes stuck in a closet someplace, you are a fool. Because Ben Bernanke can reach into that closet with his magic wand and make it all worth less and less and less every time he flips on that printing press or types more numbers into that computer. If you have money that is not needed for your immediate obligations, you need to move that money into something that will hold on to its worth and its value. Silver, gold, platinum, whatever. And again, plug for the Republic Trading Group, which deals in gold and silver and obviously funds a great deal of our operations here at Republic Broadcasting. So, more and more analysts are coming out, and they're looking very seriously at what is emerging to be the scenario for World War III. And like I said, looking at the history of World War II, a lot of little fights, a lot of little wars, a lot of little skirmishes all over the place, trouble being kicked up. Then there was the big bang of Pearl Harbor, and everybody said, ah, yes, now it's a world war. Big mistake number two. And I think right now this propaganda campaign to demonize all of the Muslims and say all of these protests and riots are just an overreaction to a movie is to portray Muslims as violent, silly little people who can't take a joke with that video or that cartoon of Muhammad with the bomb for the face and all the rest of that, and completely obscure the fact that these people are angry over being invaded, conquered, exploited, murdered. They're angry. They have a right to be angry. And the corporate media's job is to obscure the fact that they have legitimate reasons to be angry with the United States of America by saying it's all about this silly little video. And it feels to me like it's a run-up to a new big bang that will make it official we're in World War III. That's just what I'm feeling right now. Just, this is the warm-up. This is the pre-sale to something really big that is going to happen to get everybody hot and bothered to throw their babies onto the bayonets of every Islamic nation that's still out there. Now, getting back to the economy, the IMF is now saying they need a third bailout for Greece. They're scrambling for anybody to come up with the cash, which, of course, is going to be Germany. Their high court basically caved in to the European Central Bank and said, yeah, we're going to go on looting the German people to try and pay the unpayable debts of Greece, forgetting about how crookedly the Greek debt was created by Goldman Sachs and Papandreou. And behind that, the ultimate reality that every private central bank in history always creates more debt than it creates money with which to pay that debt. That whole 11th marble thing. And when they talk about a bailout, it's not a bailout. It's just another loan. It's tightening the chains of debt slavery just a little bit harder. I think the people of Greece, really, at some point, they're going to snap. We're going to start seeing riots in Greece. Apparently, we're already seeing riots where the police are fighting the police, where the ordinary police who are being asked to work without pay are fighting with the riot police that are protecting the parliament. I presume the riot police are still being paid. Meanwhile, the European Union officials in Brussels have issued a call for all of the member nations of the European Union to give up control of their own banks and to basically sign on with the European Central Bank is the bank for the entire European Union. Don't do it, Europe. Look at what the Federal Reserve has done to the United States of America. Please learn from our stupid mistakes and save yourself while you still can. The solution to all these private central banks, apparently, is let's have a new private central bank that's even bigger. Let's transnational private central banks, global private central banks. That's what they want. They cannot tolerate the existence of even one nation that is enslaved to a private central bank because given enough time, nations that do not have to pay to private central banks for the use of their own currency will grow in economic strength, power, capability, and eventually displace those nations that are slave to a private central bank. Look how far the United States has fallen since we were enslaved to that private central bank. We used to be the greatest nation on earth, and now pretty much everybody is acknowledging we're not the greatest nation on earth any longer, except in our ability to turn other countries into nuclear waste zones. That's it. We have the greatest military in history, but other than that, by every other measure, child mortality, literacy, health care, education, quality of our roads, bridges, schools, we're a declining empire. We're not the greatest nation on earth any longer. And the reason we are not is because the money junkies got hold of the control of our economy and they bled this nation dry. They sucked it out. It's just this dry hulk, this husk ready to fall on over. And before we're completely dead, they want to send what's left of our youth out to basically force this same kind of destructive banking system on the rest of the world, point of a bayonet. And they're running out of time, and that's why we're seeing this effort to crank up big mistake number three into a truly global war. That's why they're rushing. They're trying to get it going. They're knowing if they don't get this thing going really soon, it's all going to fall apart on them here. So, Chris Whalen and Barry Reitholz over on Bloomberg are basically coming out and saying the big four banks have to cheat to hide their insolvency. These banks are already insolvent. They're lying about their assets. They're lying about the value of the assets. Remember, last March, J.P. Morgan Chase admitted in this private little meeting over at Harvard Business School, or Harvard Law School, actually, that if the FDIC had to take over J.P. Morgan Chase, they would write down the value of their assets by about $150 billion. What that tells us is J.P. Morgan Chase is overvaluing their assets to try and keep the illusion of solvency. It's the same thing Enron was doing, just ahead of their collapse. Writing mark to market. Basically, the asset is worth what we say it's worth. And everything was overvalued, and when it all fell apart, everybody got hurt. And so now even Bloomberg is saying, yeah, the big four banks are having to cheat. They no longer have an option. They can't be honest about what's going on, or they have to close their doors. And the federal government thinks this is the best way to preserve the trustworthiness and credibility of the American financial systems, to let them go on lying and loot the American people to keep them propped up. Now, because of changes in the rules of collateralization for derivatives, there's all of a sudden a huge shortfall. And so J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America are scrambling, trying to find $2.6 trillion in order to have collateral assets to back the ongoing derivatives trades. They're still playing with derivatives. These derivatives is what turned the crash of 2008 into an absolute disaster. If it had just been the mortgage-backed securities collapsing, that would have been survivable. But it was the derivatives that destroyed companies like AIG. And they're still playing with them. Why? They always get to keep the money. If it loses money, dump it on the American people. We're going to be back after these words from our sponsors.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Well, the Egyptians are definitely on the march again. They're still out there screaming, America, get out, America, get out. And the American corporate media is still trying to say it's all about this little video. The U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan is going to apologize for the video. It's not the video. It's the bombs and the drones and the napalm and the invasion and the conquest. That's why they're angry. And I need you to go out there to all these corporate media websites and blogs and say, this is not about this video. It's about these people are in nations invaded and conquered by the United States of America, seeing people that they have known their entire lives blown to bloody bits in these drone strikes. That's what they're angry about. It's not just the video. The video is just a piece of propaganda to convince America that Muslims are unreasonable in their hatred of the United States of America. Muslims are very reasonable in the reasons they hate America. Because every time they're in the marketplace, there's a hideous explosion, and women and children are blown to bloody shreds before their eyes. The shrapnel is stamped "Made in America." That's why they're angry. Anyway, getting back to the financial news, more and more Americans are opting out of the banking system, and they're limiting their interactions. And I've been saying all along, the common sense recommendation that we have is you should keep no more in the bank than you need to cover your obligations and keep the rest under your own control. But apparently some people are just getting out of the banks completely, and they're using alternative means of dealing, like cash. They're throwing away the plastic. They're throwing away the debit cards. They're going back to cash-only transactions. They don't trust the banks, and they shouldn't, not when you have Bloomberg saying that the top big four banks are dependent on cheating to stay solvent at this point. Remember, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled your deposits in the bank aren't really your own, and the banks have the discretion to grab that money to cover their shortfalls day to day. And they promise they'll put it back as soon as things improve, and that's what they do. But if things don't improve and they go bust, your money is gone. And the courts are saying, oh, well, that's just the way business has to operate these days. It's what happened with MF Global and a couple of these other places right now. As things get harder and harder in the economy, you can count on the government and the courts to always side with the bankers. Because the bankers, through the Federal Reserve, are really calling the shots here. And bankers will always make decisions that make them more money, and they don't care what's going on with the rest of the country. And that's why Hungary is going the Iceland route in dealing with their economic crisis. Even the IMF is saying what Iceland did worked. Why aren't we doing the same here? Because our government, the finest government money can buy, is owned by the bankers who have enslaved this nation since 1913. Final note before station identification. Tax returns prepared through the IRS's Volunteer Assistance Program. More than half of them are wrong. We'll be right back after station identification.